Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding in the very bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We've been speaking about different Ma'amarim that speak about the greatness of Talmud Torah. Now we're continuing with one more that'll take us to the end of the Perek, and then we'll start, Amir Hashem, the new Perek. So it says two lines up from the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis. It says, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. He said, Godul Talmud Torah, Yosem Mikibud Avim. In one aspect, Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avim. All the years that Yaakov Avinu spent in the house of Aver, which we're going to end up saying is 14 years, is not punished for not having honored his father and mother during that time. As opposed to, we'll see, other time that he spent away from Yitzchak Avinu, he was punished. We'll see. So Amar, here's what was said about this. This is going to be a bit of a cheshbon to figure out how many years were in Shem Aver, but if we follow well, it's not really all that difficult. Says the Gemara, why in the Torah is the whole Parsha? Really, at least Sukkim, it also counts as a sentence, but at the very least, why does it count the years of Yishmol B'chalal? What do we care? What do we care about Rashi learns what the Russia's life, how long it was? K'dei l'yachis ben shenosov sheYaakov is only really to learn out from them, to relate to them the years that Yaakov lived. The Ksiv as follows. It says like this. Ve'eil shnei chai Yishmol. It says these are the years of the life of Yishmol. Ma'ash shanor shloshim shanov v'sheva shanim. 137 years. Now, Kamakoshish Yishmol Yitzchak, how much older is Yishmol than Yitzchak? Our Beisar, 14 years. For our Beisar Shnit, 14 years. How do I know? Diksiv. Says, Va'avram ben Shmonim Shama, Vishesh Shonim, Belezis Hagar is Yishmol La'avram. Says, Avram was 86 years old when Hagar bore to him Yishmol. Oksiv, it says, Va'avram ben Ma'as Shana, Behivalu Lois Yitzchak Beno. And says, Avram was 100 years when Yitzchak was born. So it's a 14 year difference between Yitzchak and Yishmol, Yitzchak being the younger by 14 years. And now it says, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Beleza Sosam. Yitzchak was 60 years when Yaakov and Esav were born. So Bar Kama Havli Yishmol, at that point in time, how old was Yishmol? Kidis Yolid Yaakov, when Yaakov was born, Bar Shivim V'Arba. Obviously, it was 74 years, right? Yitzchak is 60 plus 14, 74 years is Yishmol. Kama Paisha Mishnei Shitin V'Tlos. Yeah? How many years is Yaakov then younger than Yishmol? Kama Paisha Mishnei Shitim Plus means how many more years are left in Yishmol's life at this point? He's already 74 years old. Yeah, so Shitim Plus, he has 63 years left in his life. Yeah, he's going to end up again 137. He's currently 74. So he has, therefore, 63 years left in his life. But Tanya, this Brisa is really showing this again, just from a Brisa. Ha'Yaakov Avinu B'Shoshin Yisparach Me'aviv Yeah Ben Shishim B'Sholosh Shana. Yaakov Avinu, when he got the brachas from his father, was 63 years old. Ubo B'Perek Me'es Yishmol. And that is exactly the time that Yishmol died. Diksiv Vayar Esav Kiberach V'Gomer Vayelech Esav El Yishmol Vayikach Esmachlas Bas Yishmol Achas Nivayu. This Pasuk says like this. Esav saw that Yaakov Avinu had gotten brachas from Yitzchak, and then Esav went and took to Yishmol, and he went to Yishmol. Yishmol was still alive, and he took Machlas, the daughter of Yishmol, the sister of Nevayos, which was Yishmol's son, as a wife. Now, Mimash Mishenar Abbas Yishmol. Once you know it's the daughter of Yishmol, any idea she Achos Nevayos? I don't know that she's the sister of Nevayos, of Yishmol's son. What to teach you? Malami Shekitchu Yishmol Umes. Yishmol was responsible for the Kedushin, the first step of marriage, and then he died. The Yisiyah Nevayos Acheha, and then her brother Nevayos married her off, finished the deal. Yeah? So, Beseder, that's just showing you that that's when he died, when Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old. Yeah? Yeah. So it says, Shitim V'Tlos, yeah, so you take, we have the 63 years that Yishmol had left in his life. V'Ar Besar, and then you take 14 years that he was older, Adim Salid Yosef, yeah, really 14, I should say 14 more years at this point that Yishmol died. I take 14 more years till Yosef was born. Hashiva Meshiva. Yeah, then you get 77 years old, Yaakov Avinu. So now we're holding, we calculate 77 years old. Yaakov Avinu was 77 when Yosef was born. Uksiv Yosef and Shloshim Shana, but Amda Lifnei Paro. Yosef was 30 years when he was by Paro. Oh, Me'av Hasheva. So now Yaakov at that point is 107. So Shiv Disavah, you have 7 years then of 20. The Tarti de Kafno, 2 years of famine. Hamea Vishisar. Now you're holding by 116. But Paro asked Yaakov at this point, how old are you? Now he's all of a sudden 130. We only calculated out that should be 116. Yeah? May have a shisar avian. It was 116. Where'd you get 14 more years from? Elishmam, you know, this is all proving that it must be arba esri shnim da hava beis aver lo chashiv luhu. Yeah, the 14 years that were he was in aver, in the house of aver, learning Torah, yeah, are not in the scheshman. They were missing, and the Torah must be filled in those 14 years. That's where he was. The Tanya, it says hayakovino beis aver mutman arba esri shana. Yeah, he was hidden there, meaning learning consistently for 14 years. Aver Mace, it's a discussion where you have this Girsa over here about Aver dying or not, whether it's consequential or whether it's accurate. But according to the way we have the Girsa, Aver dies. La'achashir Yaakov Avinu la'aram na'arayim. After Yaakov Avinu went down to where Lavan was, Aram na'arayim, Shtei Shanim, yeah, for 2 years, then Aver died. Yotza Misham, Ubolo la'aram na'arayim. That's why this Girsa is a little bit difficult. The Bach has over here, yeah, it says Yaakov Avinu was based Aver. He was learning for 14 years. And then he takes out the word Aver Mace at this point. And then the Bach later, right, also just has doesn't have the whole thing of Yatsa Misham, etc. So the Girsa is a little difficult. But anyways, he went down to Aram Naharayim, meaning to say he went down to Beis Lavan after he was in the house of Aver learning, right? So mainly he went down there, and then he was working for Lavan for 2 years. If you learn that Aver died then or not, yeah. So, when he stood on the well, is where he met Rachel, and Shivim Sheva Shana, he was 77, that we said before. I mean, how do you know he didn't get punished for that 14 years? The Tanya, Nimsa Yosef Shapirish Me'aviv Esim Vishtaim Shana. Yosef ended up being away from his father, and his father suffered from that for 22 years. Shem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Me'aviv, the same way, Mina Kenagil Yaakov Avinu was away inappropriately from his father, or somewhat inappropriately, he was away in a way that he was punished for not being by his father, Yitzchak. Yes, you see, it's Dafka, 22 years that he's being punished. Yeah, the Yaakov plus and Vishis Havian. But I understand. It wasn't that he was away for 22 years. Yeah, he was away for 36 years. Yeah, he was there for 36 years. I don't know, because of 14 years, we'll speak this out. Right, maybe the Gemara doesn't speak it out. No, we'll speak it out. He was 14 years by the Academy of Aver, yeah, learning Torah, and he worked for the both two daughters, Rachel and Leah, for each for 7 years. That's another 14, that's 28. And he worked for the stone, yeah, worked for the sheep for 6 years, yeah. So that comes out. That comes out. We're going to ask this question. That was number 36. It comes out 34. But anyways, yeah, so this is the Gemara. What do you mean that he was punished for 22 years? Doesn't make sense, punished for 22. Yeah. It should have been, instead of, it should have been 36 years how much he was separated. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to solve the problem of the other 2 years. Doesn't end up in just a minute. Gemara says, Ella, our Beisar, the Havi Beisavir, lo chashiv luhu. Again, he wasn't punished for the 14 years. Now the Gemara asks, so if the Beis Lavan, Esim, Mishnin, Havian, but what do you mean 20? What do you mean? In Lavan, it wasn't 20 years; it was 22. So we only know about 20. Gemara says, "Elam Yishum de Ishtai beUrcha Tartin Shnin." There's another point where he was traveling; he was delayed on the road for 2 years. That's after house of Lavan on his way back. Tani Yotzim Aram Naraim. After he came of Aram Naraim, after he left Lavan, Abolu Sukkos, and he came to Sukkos where he built Sukkos. But also Sham Shmona Asar Chodesh. He stayed for the 18 months. Shnemar of Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa, but even though Bais. The diuk over here is that a house is something you build in the winter, they learn, and sukkos is something you build like a temporary structure in the summer. So it means that he spent 2 winters in the summer there. With base L, and then in a place base L, also shisha chadashim, there's 6 more months. The hikers vachim, he brought korbanos over there. The Indian of bringing korbanos over here doesn't seem to be related directly to our Gemara, but it's what he did over there. So what does it come out? Those are 2 more years. So now it comes out 14 years in Shem by Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. Yeah, and it's 14 years working for the daughters. That's 28. 6 more years working for the Tzon, up to 34. And 2 more years, they travel on the way, 36. Yeah, but he was only punished for 22. So 14 years are off the hook. So that is the Gemara's proof that Indian of Talmud Torah that he had prevented the Onish of not doing the mitzvah of kibud av v'im. Yeah, and that's the cheshbon over here. Hadron alach, Megillah Nikris. We finished the first parak, Baruch Hashem. That's the beginning of the second parak, Hakore. Hakore is the Megillah Lamafrei. One who reads the Megillah backwards, lo yotzer. You're not yotzer like that. You have to read it in order. Kara alpeh, if you read it baal peh, kara targum, the whole lashon, or you read it translated into any language, lo yotzer. Also not yotzer. But you could read it for foreigners in a foreign language. We're going to see what that means, because that seems like a direct steer to what was just said. Because you can't read it in any language. And it says you read it for foreigners and then in their language. But a foreign person, Shishama Ashuris, that hears it read in Lashon HaKodesh, Yotza. He's Yotza like that, even if he seemingly doesn't understand it. And if you read it in interrupted parts, you read a little bit, he stopped, read some more, long breaks in between, but no action of interruption, just blank space. When it's not named, or he's falling asleep during it, Yotza, it'd be Yotze like that. Hayakosva Darsha Megillah. Say a person is writing a Megillah or darshaning from a Megillah or editing a Megillah that had been written. In Kivin Libo Yotza. If he has Kavana Tampurim, it's Kavana to be Yotze with this reading, he's reading it out loud. Yotze like that. Vim Lavlo Yotze, but if not, it can't be Yotze like that. Basic Suva Basam of the Sikra of the Kumus and Kan Kantom. What if it was written with different forms of not proper ink? Asam literally means like a tonic or elixir, but something that leaves an impression, seemingly. At least for the time being. But sikra generally means a red sort of dye. Kumus and kankantom are actually things that that generally mean things that come from trees, but they make also sort of an impression. Yeah, over here, the taich right now, we'll leave it as kankantom. I think that kankantom is translated as actually gum Arabic is what they have nowadays. But right now, to say this for our purposes, the different types of inks that won't last are not proper inks, and we will talk about what these mean in the Gemara. So it says the Gemara, if you use these things to write it on al niyar val diftera, or on niyar and diftera are probably types of paper, but again, they're not cloth, they're not proper parchment, so you use something that's not really an ink, and something that's not really a parchment, lo yotza, not yotza like that, ashtek suva ashuris al sefer b'ubdiyo, until it's written in ashuris font, we spoke about that in the first paragraph, yet on a proper cloth, with proper ink. That's what it says. So, Gemara says, the first part, Menani Mili, where do you know this bit? They have to read the Megillah in order. Yeah, Amar Rava, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kiksa'om v'chizmanom, as their writings and as their times. Maz manom l'mafreya, the times of Purim, this is a quote from Pasuk in Megillah Sester, the times of Purim cannot go backwards, right? Maz manom l'mafreya lo, Af savam lafrelo, so to the writing cannot be backwards. The Gemara says, midi kriya ksiva. Acha, is this talking about reading? Is kriya written here? Acha si ksiva. We're talking about celebration. Ksiv lios osim ishneyom im eila. At the beginning of that pasuk is to be making these 2 days, celebrating them, kichzanom, kizmanom, in like they are written, like their times. So that's not a good source for this. Ela mehacha, a different pasuk, it's similar. Tiksiv hayomim ha'ela niz karim v'nasim. Says these days are remembered and done. Iskish zechir last year. We had this hekesh before. It's generally a hekesh thing. Whatever is learnt about, remembering it, mentioning that it means reading the Megillah and to doing Purim. So ma asil mafreil lo. You can't do Purim backwards. Af zechir mafreil lo. The mentioning then cannot be done backwards. Tana. There's a brayse that says v'chein ba halel, meaning to say that halel lechora cannot be done backwards. V'chein be kriyashma. So to kriyashma. Now about kriyashma. Even though right now it has some context, talking about the halacha of backwards, we'll see in the Gemara, the Chorah, it's referring about that the halachas of what language it can be said in is similar. But we'll see that. We won't really see that today. We'll start that next time. But about halal, the Gemara gives Makorah, says, yeah, so again, so to v'chein b'halal, v'chein b'kriyashma, uva tefilo. So it has to be that way, and halal has to be that way with kriyashma, and also tefila, they have to be in order. Yeah. So now the Gemara gives Makorah at least about Hallel. So says the Gemara. Hallel minalan, Rabba Omar diksiv mimizach shemesh ad mevo'o. From the east of the sun, that means it rises, until its setting. That's a pasuk in Hallel, so you see there's a certain chronology to it. That's the way the sun goes. You should go in order. Yosef Omar, zeh hayom asa Hashem. This is the day that Hashem made. Same type of deal. The day has a chronology. Rav Avya Omar, yi shemesh mevorach. The name of Hashem should be blessed. That means, I think the end of the pasuk is the raya. May atav yadolim, from now till forever, means as a seder. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'yitim Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar mehacha. May atav yadolim. It's just from the may atav yadolim part. I don't know that he's. I don't know that he's arguing on the previous Makor, but explain the previous Makor, because what would be the source of the previous way to say Yishem Hashem Avarach doesn't tell you anything. The Atavat Olam tells it. Yeah, the Seder. Now the next part of the Gemara is going to be about Kriyashma. Like I said, the flow would imply that it's talking about the order. We'll see if it's not talking about that or the language. We'll see more about that tomorrow. Thank you for listening.